We're back on In Focus. Bonus time with Karen Hibbert here on News Radio KMAN. We appreciate you sticking around.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. I really enjoy just being able to visit with you all and talk about what makes Manhattan unique.
Is it a double bonus if I get to join in too?
Sure, sure. I suppose.
Karen's shivering.
Just no snake stories.
At it.
No,
what's
snake,
that?
No snakes, no tarantulas.
Absolutely,
stories.
I'm
no
out.
Snake stories.
I'm out.
I know that.
I'm out.
I'm
hey,
well.
Let me talk to you a little bit about what makes our community tick as far as meetings are concerned, and that way we'll get us away from those other things I don't want to talk about. I always like to share with our community as to how well our lodging is performing so that it can give us an understanding of the importance and the significance of meetings in our community. And certainly we tag just those conferences that we work with directly. But according to our STAR report last year at the end of 2021, we finished the year with a 51.6% hotel occupancy. That's better than what we did during COVID when we finished the year with 41.9%. But we have a ways to go to get back to what we consider, quote, normal. For example, in 2019, we finished the year at a 62.1. We still, our goal is to get up in the upper 60s, 70s is really when we're really healthy. So we've got a ways to go. But I wanted to share with you again, the number of conferences that have happened and the difference that that makes. I'll start with 2019. In 2019, the Convention and Visitors Bureau worked with directly 227 conferences. So you can do the math as to how many conferences is that a week. And they meet throughout our community. They don't just meet at one facility, but throughout our community, we held 227 conferences that had an economic impact of over $18 million. In 2020, think about that. 2020 was when the world really kind of came to a halt. We worked with 57 conferences, so we were down significant. We had some really difficult conversations on In Focus, as well as what are things going to look like. 2021 increased some, but still a long ways from where we were. We hosted 151 conferences that, again, had an economic impact of a little over $12 million. This year, just through January, we've already worked with 13 conferences, and those 13 conferences have brought in almost $1 million. So again, as 2022 begins to move forward, we're excited about what that opportunity has. Dave and I were just talking. We just have hosted Women Managing the Farm, and Dave helped last evening with the entertainment for that. And we're always pleased with that opportunity to help those planners figure out what is it that they can do to make their conference memorable, to make it interactive so that their conferees can have that opportunity in more of a comfortable setting to interact with their fellow folks that are here to learn together. And certainly the talents that Dave has in some of the game shows that he does, that lends itself very well for folks to have a deeper understanding of Manhattan as well as Kansas, as well as their own organization. But it's a fun way for people to say, I had a great time when I met here in Manhattan. When conferences work with us, our Convention and Visitors Bureau can really put the bow on the package, if you wish. We can arrange for mayor welcomes. The mayor loves to be able to welcome a group to Manhattan and talk about all of the amenities that we have. We can provide complimentary name tags. If a group needs to have a national anthem or a presentation of colors, we can make those arrangements. We can suggest tours of the community, different activities that we are more than happy to do to make a conference unique to Manhattan.
Awesome. Well, this is so neat that we're getting conferences back, even though I know it's taken a while to get kind of back to We're not quite there to what we were in 2019.
We certainly aren't. And certainly I don't have for the total month of January what we were like. January tends to be a little bit lighter as it is. But the third week of January, we hosted Young Farmers and Ranchers. It's a program of Kansas Farm Bureau. And that week, there were other activities taking place too. But we had a 43% hotel occupancy, which for the month of January, that was our highest week. One of the things that we're going to be doing, we constantly are working for to be able to tell our story and the story of what Manhattan's offerings are to new meeting planners. So the end of March, March 31st, we are actually taking Manhattan on the road. We are going to be having it's called O Manhattan Roadshow, and we're taking Manhattan to the KSU Olathe campus, and we have invited meeting planners. They have received the Save the Date card, but now we're beginning to ask them to RSVP to us. But it will be a great opportunity for us to take Manhattan, our attractions, our lodging, our meeting facilities, and our fun. We're going to be taking a car, partnering with the Midwest Dream Car Collection. They're going to be taking a car that can create some conversation. We have this famous guy called Willie. Willie the Wildcat's going to be with us, as well as some other fun little things that will make this roadshow unique and attractive, all with the ultimate goal of having conversations with new meeting planners so that they can then consider Manhattan as their meeting destination in the future.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And you know, I think people in those other cities like Kansas City, Wichita, we might get forgotten about a little bit here, but the more you put that out in front of them, the more likely they are to come out here.
That's absolutely correct. And so that's our whole goal, is to be able to tell the story so that we can attract people to come and learn more about Manhattan, to improve their organization, have them meet here, and to know that this is a great place to meet, to have fun, to enjoy, maybe invest your business here in Manhattan, and call it home. So again, all those things that we love about Manhattan, specifically in this month that we call Happy Valentine's Month.
Absolutely. You know, and I love this time of the year because it's, you know, Valentine's Day. February is a short month. I feel like it's kind of the slide down to spring because of the shortness of it and my birthday at the very end of the month. But I'm looking forward to the springtime because that's my favorite time of year in the Flint Hills.
Yes.
It's all lush and green.
Absolutely.
Something you might put a plug in for is that the Chamber's banquet is coming up next week.
It is. Oh, next Friday is our Chamber annual banquet, and we look forward to celebrating 97 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It's older than me.
Old, but not as old as C. Clyde Jones.
That's right. Happy February, guys.
Thank you. Speaking of C. Clyde, he's going to be on with us on Monday.
Is he?
Yeah, it's February is the Shepherd, Sharing with the Shepherd
Sharing
month.
With the Shepherd, right.
So him and Beth Klug will be on from Shepherd's Crossing. We're also going to get an update from KSU Vet Med as well.